Did you know that Connecticut has seen a record number of entries into homes by bears this year? It's true. State environmental officials say there have already been 64 bear home entries so far for 2024. In addition, there have now been bear sightings in every single Connecticut municipality for 2024. So what are we doing to keep the peace between the bears and the people of Connecticut? Joining us now is Senator Steve Harding to talk about what is or could be done to make sure that people feel safe living in Connecticut with the very high bear populations that we've been experiencing for the last few years. Senator Harding, welcome back. And tell us about sort of the bear situation that we've been dealing with in the past few years, because I know this has been a focus for lawmakers the past, I'd say, couple of legislative sessions in how to tackle this problem.
Right. So, Melissa, first off, thanks as always for having me on. Thanks for your great show. I really enjoy it. So it's always an honor to be on your program. But, speaking to the bear population, what's been done, what has transpired over the last few years, obviously, you just laid it out. It's been an exponentially increasing and more dangerous problem, frankly, by the year, by the season. And unfortunately, we've had a number of human-bear interactions that have gone wrong. For the most part, thank God, we've prevented deaths, at least with humans. There have been many pets and livestock that have been killed in recent years by the bears. But we've unfortunately had some interactions in which I know in my district 2 years ago in Morris, there was a young boy who was attacked by a bear. And thankfully for alert grandparents and a neighbor standing by, they were able to scare the bear off without further damage to the child. Thank God. But it could have been far more tragic that day. And so I've always been saying with this bear issue, in Connecticut, particularly in the northwest corner where I live and I represent, it's better to be proactive than reactive. What I don't want to happen is for us to wait for something tragic to occur and then implement the law that, frankly, should have been implemented a long time ago. And we have made some steps forward in terms of management. Believe it or not, it wasn't explicit in our state law that an individual could protect their family or their pets by using lethal force if they felt a bear would attack them or attack their family or pets. It actually wasn't explicit in our state law. It was basically inherently assumed, but there was nothing written. So we did change that last legislative session. I was helped champion that based upon where I represent and the high bear population that we've seen and the high bear-human interactions we've seen in my district. And there's some other measures that we took to help bear management. We helped to create a program in which property owners, particularly farmers, could apply to DEEP for a permit to use lethal force on a nuisance bear that was killing their livestock and eating their crop on a regular basis. So we've taken some steps, but there's a lot more that needs to be done because, as you mentioned, Melissa, and I've been on your show about this multiple times as well, that many DEEP biologists, if not every single one of the DEEP biologists, have said the only way you're truly going to manage the bear population in the state, particularly in the northwest corner of our state, is through a regulated bear hunt season. I'm not saying it for sport. It's for public safety at this point, really. That's what it comes down to.
I agree. Well, and the thing is, Steve, and look, I'm for the animals. I totally am. I love them. But, you know, something that you said before, you know, when you said we were able to, thank God, prevent a couple years ago, little boy Morris just spending time in his backyard. Thank God we were able to prevent a woman who was, you know, was bit by a bear just this past July in Cheshire. But I don't even know if we prevented it. I feel like we dodged a bullet, if we're being honest. Like, I think we dodged a bullet. I think, you know, the average Connecticut resident, and what's interesting is that this used to only really plague places that were really wooded or very rural, but they're everywhere. I mean, this is the first time on Connecticut records that we are now seeing them in all 169 municipalities in Connecticut. So do you think we're at a point that, sure, we passed all these things in just the past session, and that's great, and it's only been a few months, so give it some time, I guess, but we're not even at the end of 2024, and we're hitting records left and right. Do you think a bear hunt is now the next step? Like, do you feel like we'll get bipartisan support on that?
One thing I'll say is there was an incident in Cornwall recently, and the Democratic first selectman of Cornwall, who I know fairly well, first selectman Ridgway, came out in favor of a bear hunt. He said what we've both been saying this morning, which is the population has gotten out of control. We're seeing this dangerous interactions. And, you know, if you're going to follow the science on this, all of the scientists within DEEP have all said the only way you're truly going to regulate the population is through a bear hunt. It's the only way that we could effectively do something about this. We could take minor steps, but at this point, we've gotten to a point, Melissa, where minor steps are just not going to work. Minor steps may have worked 20 years ago when the population wasn't as exponentially rising, but the minor steps are not going to work any longer to prevent a potential tragedy, you know, and we want to prevent that. To your point, I think we've been fortunate with the circumstances in which it could have been far more tragic, and we've been fortunate, and the individuals that were involved, thank God, were fortunate that the circumstances were different, in which they didn't lose their lives or a loved one didn't lose their lives. Thank God. But, you know, we can't continue to play this gamble, frankly, on public safety. We have an opportunity, I feel, on a bipartisan basis to address this issue and try to control this population, and hopefully by doing that, prevent something far more tragic from occurring here. And, and to highlight, you know, how much this population has grown. Now, I live in Brookfield, which is the southern end of my district. Bears were so rarely seen in my area of the state growing up, because I've lived there my entire life, that I remember when I was in high school, there was a bear that was going around town in Brookfield. It was literally making front page news locally.
Right. Like people seeing the bear. It probably was national news. Yeah, it probably was national.
It was incredible. Like, oh, there's the bear is on this guy's porch, and it was on, literally on the front page of the News Times the next morning. Now, if the News Times reported that, hey, there was a bear sighted in Brookfield, and it would be on the front page of the news, people would be calling in going, what's wrong with you? I see this every day.
Exactly.
This is how much the bear population has grown on the western side of the state just in a span of about 20 years. And if we don't do something about it now, it's only going to get worse.
And I find
the problem is only going to get more dangerous.
What's really strange about it, too, Senator Harding, is that if you look at our surrounding states, they all have legal bear hunting. Maine,
correct.
Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, and Vermont all have it in place. And I think it's interesting because we do a lot of work with our surrounding states, and we like to align with them. But it's very strange that Connecticut and Rhode Island are the only two that will not do it. I think that's very, very strange.
Yeah.
It's very odd. Like, to me, this is not a political issue. This is a public safety issue.
No.
And I love our animals as well. Like I said, I'm a huge advocate for animals. And
correct.
I mean, I was that person, no question, that when I lived in Vermont, I was a college kid, laid on my horn when I would see the hunters pull over, and I'm like, it's not hunting season. I mean, listen, I'm but I think at some point, you know, like I have, like I said, I have my godchildren who live in New Milford, and they've named two bears who constantly come to their back door, and I it terrifies me. I think to myself, the fact that kids can't go outside past 4 o'clock once it gets into November, that's outrageous. They can't even be in their own backyard without being like, oh, hope I don't see a bear. It's wild. So
no, it's become a custom to folks in the northwest corner.
It's
I mean, crazy. I just last week, my kids were on the trampoline, and bear came walking towards us, and I grabbed him real quick and ran into my garage. And my son was funny. He says, Dad, you're usually pretty slow. You are fast.
You're like, really? How about thanks, Dad, for saving my life, right? No. Oh, kids are the best. They'll tell it like it is. I tell
they
you.
They are.
Wow. Well, Senator Harding, I definitely look forward to hopefully seeing more legislation, I would think, be discussed, but maybe pass in this next session in 2025. Thank you so much for talking about it this
morning.
Absolutely.
Always a pleasure, Melissa. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it as well. State Senator Steve Harding here on WICC.